Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV Podcast 491's After
Show.
Joe. After Show. Here we are. It's the After Show. Little international delay there, maybe, Johnny. I don't know. But either way.
It's fine, because I sync it up with what you do coming in. You don't have to try to sync it up with me, and everything's great. Don't worry. I got this under control, Terror Bear.
After some movie? I don't know. As you may have just listened to the regular show, or maybe you just jump in for the after show. We're not sure. But yes, I am in Koh Samui, an island in Thailand. Johnny V's back in Wisconsin. We'll get caught up on what's going on outside of the world of disc golf, inside of the world of disc golf, and answer any questions that come in off the board or otherwise. Johnny, my phone currently is giving me 86 down by 31 up. So I'm shocked if my signal is not coming in clean to you.
It's just a hair blurry. It's just a hair pixelated, I would say, but you sound great, and that's what most people are going to care about.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start there. Let's start right there. Google's discontinuing podcasts?
Did you see this? Yes. Yes, they are.
Or is it just their app, so to speak?
Yeah, it's just their app. I believe they're rolling their Google podcasts into YouTube. So there's going to be like a podcast area in the YouTube app or something along those lines. I don't exactly know how it works. I just assume that when I push, you know, out the podcast, it goes to everywhere that that the company that hosts our podcast sends it to. So that's how we roll.
Okay. Well, give us 5 stars before they shut it down. I don't know.
That's right.
just to give everyone a little bit of context in case you're just coming in, I'm unfortunately a little close. I'm only about 50 feet away from the tee of hole number one here at the course. To be fair, that is the easiest. It's the shortest hole on the course. Only about 150 feet. Does offer a triple mando. Also easily the most aced hole out here on the course. I'll say that. So that's taking place just beyond actually where the camera is. And then behind me, I don't know if it's in frame or not. I can't see. But the new hole 11's basket. It used to be only about 40 feet behind me, and now it's probably closer to 65 or 70 feet, and in a slightly different direction. So there's been a couple of course changes out here, and this is the lighter or the lightest of the flights on the AM side. So not nearly as busy during this flight here this morning, and they got kicked off just under an hour ago. Yeah, just under an hour ago, and they'll play through the 11-hole course twice. So, and everybody here is aware, and this has kind of been the place we've been set up for the last couple of years, which is crazy to be right here on the course with you guys.
So this is your first time back now that you technically own the course. Obviously, as we know, you don't own the property. You own the course that is on the property. What's going through your mind the first time you come back?
Honestly, just jubilation, just a sense of the sense that I'm my involvement is going to just keep things moving. And that's all I could ask for. This is not to get rich, because nobody will be getting rich. This is purely, you know, people have been so gracious and kind and congratulatory and everything else. And I continue to look at it this way and truly believe it in my heart of hearts. Me getting involved just helps provide a little security of the course and everything that Nigel had started, along with then Luke, who came along. I'm just helping keep it going in the right direction. And so a continuation, and that alone is the payoff or the payback. Yes, there could have been probably a dozen other ways that this could have kept going. And whether it was some, you know, a conglomerate of people or a club or a this or that, there's a lot of different ways things might have happened. But the fact that with kind of one relatively smooth transaction, we're basically able to keep things on the right path. And I think the world knows I'm in disc golf for the long haul. This is not a fly-by-night.
Are you sure? Not a fad? Not something you're going to grow out of? Not a college experiment?
No, not that kind. So, you know, 30, almost a full, exactly 30 or even 31 years into the game, I'm not going anywhere to either the delight or chagrin of some. I'm not going anywhere. So just the fact that we can keep things moving, and it's not perfectly seamless, of course, because Nigel was here doing so much work for so long and had a slightly different style and had his, you know, food business and catering business here. And it was truly a family business, him and his family exclusively. Now Luke is, you know, running the show here. And just nothing but happiness of knowing that things, you know, people, I try to downplay it because I'm serious. Like, yes, I own physical assets out here, the things I'm sitting on, the things behind me, you know, and a bunch of stuff that I see. I may own it, but it's not even really for me, clearly. This is a place I'm visiting a few days out of the year. It's just the fact that it's going to be able to keep moving forward. So it feels cool. Lots of great people. And that's how I've continued to look at it. And it feels more real than even before I was able to get back here. So in the last few months since I've made the announcement, it's been going on. But now to physically be here and to be walking around, and, you know, I waited on a backup just like anyone else would that was playing, you know, when I was out here playing a few holes yesterday.
You didn't drop do you know who I am? This is my basket. Get your ass out of my way.
there was a four that got yelled. And, you know, I didn't turn around and you know, puff out my chest and say, you're out of here. Just anything stupid or ridiculous like that. And there's going to be plenty of people that will forever have no idea of my involvement and will come here and play casually or discover the game here. All of that's awesome. I just want everything that was here to keep doing what it was doing and then slowly increment and grow and expand. And if that keeps happening and it happens to be, you know, with a few of my dimes or bot involved, then I'm certainly glad it can. So, yes, it feels good is the short answer. It feels damn good to be here. And it's pretty exciting to see all these faces. Maya, who we've talked about, Maya and Dinko from Croatia. I met Maya here all these years ago, 5 years ago. And to have someone like her from Croatia, who then turned into me going to the Drava Forester, to see Luke Turnbull, who's an avid, you know, smashy, who's been here from basically day one. He's here from Australia. So to also make some of those reconnections of people literally from all over the globe is that's all the payoff you could possibly want in coming here to Samui. That's for sure. So it's pretty damn cool. And just to put a bow on that, Luke and the crew have made a couple of really phenomenal changes out on the course, turning one of the holes that was really, really, really almost impossible, par three, stretching it out and adding an island kind of to it on the second shot or third, depending on how good you're doing. So creating a very legitimate par four on hole number four is a very cool change that they made. And then a few of the baskets in the back, along with making hole 10 more difficult, and a little bit more fun. Also making hole 11, which is right behind me, shape to the left instead of to the right and make it a little bit more difficult. So a couple of really phenomenal changes and creating an entirely separate space that's a putting green. Right behind me where I'm sitting used to be kind of three or four mm-hmm. baskets. It's kind of the warm-up putting green area, but it was also mixed literally just, you know, an errant shot could, you know, hit somebody warming up. Now there's an entirely separate putting green area that's off in the distance by about 150 feet. So if you want to go over there and hang out and chill and prep for your round without distracting anyone on the course, there's an entirely separate area for that with a couple baskets. So Pro Shop is growing, putting more stuff in there, you know, very much filled with a bunch of Latitude stuff that we had just got in conjunction with working with our tournament. So that'll continue to fill out as well. And looking forward to it, and tons of souvenir type things so that when you come here, you're going to want a Samui disc or a Samui mini and towel and hat, shirt, all of that stuff is here, and we'll continue to stock it with more. So yeah, get over here.
Good.
It's that easy. Just get here. So thank you. Yes.
Well, that's great.
I saw on the board, somebody, maybe it was Lindsay or something, had said something about some herbal tea. I feel great. I am 100%. I just had a little tickle in my throat earlier, but I am feeling great. Basically one night of solid sleep after that flight to Singapore playing golf, and then a really long, solid night of sleep set me up. Even though I traveled from Malaysia to here, that was only a one-hour time zone difference, so no big deal, a two-hour flight. I should be good. And then when I go to Chiang Mai, that's another hour or two-hour
flight.
Wear
a mask.
But same time zone, straight north. Yeah, so burn season, I heard, is not quite as bad right now. Last year, part of me getting just destroying my throat and probably every bit of my respiratory system was burn season, along with hours and hours of mopeding around up into the mountains, and then traveling, and then not sleeping, and then maybe staying up late. I don't know. It was a combination of about the 9 worst things you could do. This year, it looks like the forecast is a little bit better for some of that. So, and a big shout out to the guys in Chiang Mai who were struggling with keeping one of their primary courses. They had a vote within the Gymkhana Gymkhana Sports Club. And they were able to actually keep disc golf there and keep growing and thriving. So just so much damn good news going on around here. It's awesome.
Yep. I mean, as you stated, it sounds like Southeast Asia is going to be maybe the next hotbed of disc golf. You know, we've got, it was US, then Europe, and now maybe we're looking at Southeast Asia. So that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So Terry, who do you have for the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, you mean who's already been picked?
I mean, the script's written. We know that. But, I mean, it's just how much are the Chiefs going to win by so that, the NFL show more Taylor Swift, which then rolls into more sales of something and Chiefs jerseys I don't know. But 49ers or Chiefs, Terry? I like to ask because you have no clue. I know.
No. For how many years in a row, I can definitely say I don't care. Let me rephrase that. I'll back that off. I have no dog in the fight. Clearly, I am a fringe NFL, you know, follower and blah, 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 blah. If the Packers are playing, if the Packers were in the Super Bowl, I would get up at 5 or 6 a.m. Monday morning here to watch it, all right? Instead, I won't. I will likely just sleep through the Super Bowl just as I've done the last few years here. And if you're a Kansas City fan, I know Jack Lowe was here a couple of years ago and had a pretty damn good day. As many of the bars here will, you know, kind of cater specifically, of course, right to, you know, inviting you in as Super Bowl fans, all that stuff. I'll just go ahead and say it doesn't matter to me. You know, the San Francisco 49ers that I've always known personally was their dominance and their dynasty, so to speak, in the late 80s, early 90s, when I collected sports cards and then followed a little bit more sports, you know, your Jerry Rices and Joe Montanas and
Steve
so
Young
on and so forth.
And, yeah.
Well, Young was after, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously after Montana, but so I think of them. And then I also think of them for a few years, felt like they were one of the Packers, you know, roadblocks year after year. In fact, I was at an NFC championship game, I believe in Lambeau. Well, it was in Lambeau. And yeah, 49ers always have been a challenge in that sense. When you look at the Chiefs, obviously they've been so dominant for, or yeah, dominant, I guess. Is dominant quite the word? They've been contenders and or winning for, you know, what, 5-6 years now? And again, unfortunately, I kind of just, I have no dog in the fight, and I don't know if I really care.
That's fine.
A little piece of me likes, and this is just to be anti, a little piece of me thinks it's funny to see the Chiefs do well, just the way people then lose their shit because of like a Taylor Swift involvement, which isn't, but is, according to some people. But then again, a lot of people love to see an underdog take it down. And yeah,
it's funny because it's hard to imagine either of these teams as an underdog with the way they played all season. They were both well, I take it back. The Chiefs weren't dominant this season, but get into the playoffs and then they found a way to win. 49ers were a very dominant team during the season. They get to the playoffs and look like crap until the last 10 minutes of each game, where then, well, that's not true. I guess against the Lions, it was the third quarter where they basically made a giant comeback. But the 49ers have looked like crap early in the playoffs each game and then made a comeback. I don't know. It's going to be a hard game to predict in general, but I'm kind of with you. I don't really care who wins. I kind of would rather see the Chiefs win than the 49ers, just because the 49ers have been a Packers thorn in our side for like the last 4 or 5 playoffs that we've gotten into. So that kind of is one of those things that's just spiteful as a fan, which we're allowed to be as fans. So I guess I'm slightly rooting more for the Chiefs. Plus, it's kind of like, I feel like watching Patrick Mahomes is like watching the Patriots starting in like the mid 2000s, where Brady just started to dominate. And that's the way Mahomes looks. Sure. Like, he just gets it done. He's not doing anything too flashy with what he has. And it's kind of fun to see a team that's just, that just is good and wins. But I wouldn't mind see Christian McCaffrey from the 49ers get a Super Bowl. That guy, I think, deserves one, because he suffered through some crappy teams before he got to the 49ers. But
sure. Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, I mean, there's storylines to be had either way.
Exactly. And I'm searching for a reason why I would care about either one winning. And that's not to say I don't care at all about the NFL or anything like that. I do keep like a loose eye on it, or a wandering eye on it occasionally, but I just have no dog in the fight, so to speak. So that's why
this is a fun question, Terry. From Sam.
Okay.
What up-and-coming disc golfer has a chance of dating a celebrity from outside of disc golf? Or you could look at it this way. Play pretend every one of our pros was single. Who do you think would have a really good chance of dating a celebrity?
Okay, this sparks a couple of tangents. Let's start with the question. I think is again, assuming they're single. Let's just play pretend and say our disc golfers are not currently involved with anyone else. So it's no shade to any significant others. But if Anthony Barella were not dating Grace, it seems as if he was genuinely largely regarded as an incredibly attractive young man. The height, the looks, all of that. I don't think that's a secret. I'm not going out on any limbs here by stating as much, right? You know, kind of like if we're going for the guy more our generation, Kale LaVisca, generally regarded in the same sense, right? So AB, I think, has to be one of the first ones that comes to mind. Of course, assuming he's single, that would be one place I think seems like the no-brainer place to start. Not worried about any challenges or accomplishments or people getting nitpicky about all sorts of other stupid things in terms of his play and whatnot. AB seems like one of the no-brainers.
I could see an Ezra Aderhold as well. I mean, Ezra,
of course.
Good. He's right now. He's traveling all over the world. I think I just saw a picture of him in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And in general, great shape, pretty good looking guy. I mean, I could see something like that.
Yeah. Certainly. I mean, and let's be real. When you also, and then again, assuming she's not engaged to a silver lot. You look at a Kristen, when you just think about a two-time world champion, you think about the way she carries herself and all of her FPOs. We have so many gracious, kind, attractive, you know, everything when it comes to our FPO side as well. But when you think about the maybe someone who gets their foot in the door in terms of carrying a little more clout when they walk into, a club or something like that, like someone like Kristen, who just gets sponsored by Porsche, right? Like, there's certain, there's a foot in the door already.
I could see Kristen
going on a relatively superficial, yeah. Like when you say, oh, well, she has a Porsche that she gets to use. Like, if you're going to keep it high level and semi-superficial in that sense, yeah. Exclusively on that, then you could arrive at that as well.
But, see, and I could see Kristen Tatar, like, if she were not with Silver, be, you know, engaged, by the way, right now. So we all know that.
Yes. Everybody back off, simmer down.
Exactly. She's engaged. But would it shock me if she weren't engaged, if someone were to say, oh yeah, she's dating the biggest rock star in Estonia, whoever that may be. It feels like she is like such a big fish in the Estonian pond that exactly. She just knows, she would get to know everyone, or even you know, we'll say Western or Eastern Europe
in general.
It just, sure. Maybe not all of Europe, but maybe more Eastern Europe, that area. Like, would it shock me if you say, oh no, she's dating like the biggest rock star in Eastern Europe, and it's some, you know, folk metal band. I don't know. I'm just making shit up now, but
yeah,
like that would not shock me because of her profile.
And that's exactly what I was just going to use. Mm-hmm. If we're talking like when I'm thinking about profile of players, and so let's be very clear. We're not at all making any exclusive judgments on any kind of looks here with anyone. When you're talking about the profile along with kind of their overall disc golf prowess, and then, in that sense, that's where I think we arrive at, you know, some people that immediately jump out at you. I'm being a little bit contradictory, though. Like, immediately I go to the two most revered, best looking men that are often talked about. You think of on our women's side, there's any woman that is a fierce competitor that goes out and then carries themselves the way that they have. I wouldn't be surprised if any of our top women were dating any kind of superstar or model or rock star or whatever you want to say, or movie star, for instance. It's kind of crazy. Funny question, especially with a lopsided answer that I have. Huh. Anyway, and then I'm going to somewhat pivot, which was my second point to that, in bringing up AB. Did you see the post where it looked like AB got kicked out of a Suns game?
Yes, I did see that, and it fooled me at first when he said he got busted, because it was that same jersey and the same kind of lanky person. And it isn't until the very end of that video, you can kind of see a profile and you realize it's not AB. That person getting kicked out by Luca from the NBA, and AB claiming it was him, which it not clearly, but it was not ultimately in the long run.
When
But I thought it was at first for like the first 10 minutes. I was like, wow, look at this. This is crazy. And then like you sit and you watch the video. You're like, okay, that's not AB, thankfully.
Yeah, no, I saw the post directly from him and where he said, hey guys, yeah, I got kicked out of the game. Like, so I was reading it from him and then along with the picture and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And it wasn't until later, I want to say an hour or two later, I saw another post saying, hey guys, it was a joke. It wasn't really me. So I'm glad I did see it, because when he himself, like, again, we know how the internet and rumors work, right? Like, you could see 1,000 people post it and you just assume to be a true, or maybe you second guess it, but it would be, you know, plausible that it's true. But then when he himself said, yeah, that was me, you know, or I got kicked out, I was like, damn. So anyway, kind of funny to see that all go down. So that was another thing that led me straight to the AB conversation about profile and everything else. So anyway, yeah, some people are saying on the board talking about talking about Brody. Wait. Yeah.
No, Brody just joined the chat and he asked he's like, what did I just walk into? He caught us in the middle of
the dumbest conversation we've had.
Yeah, exactly. He caught us in the middle of our after show conversation about who would, you know, which of our up and coming pros would possibly be dating a rock star.
Yeah, and then I guess it's funny because I didn't even really think about it from an up and coming perspective. Either.
No, I mean, up and coming, there's like maybe 5 to 10 up and coming players right now. But everybody else is pretty well established, I think. And it's really funny. And I hate to, I don't want to stereotype, but it's just the young guys in Alden's crew, just those are the type of people like I couldn't imagine that, because I don't see them out socializing like I would a Tatar or like an Ezra maybe, or AB that would go out and find that. Like, those guys seem like they're very fun and happy and content to do their kind of thing, but it's just I couldn't see them getting into a position where they would meet somebody like that. But maybe that's different if you know, if anything happens or could change like that. I just,
well, I mean, half of them aren't old enough to get into the bar scene or a club scene, which is maybe a common meeting place for some of these, you know, these things to unfold in the first place. But yeah, a number of those up and comers, like you said, aren't even old enough to get there. So not that that's the exclusive place that this introduction or meeting has to happen, but yeah, I'm guessing we're not going to see, I mean, just to be fair, I don't think we're going to see a ton of celebrities.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We'll say movie star celebrities, for instance, or runway models are probably not in Target's Lego aisle on a Friday night, you know, looking for the hottest set of Legos.
No, they go, no,
where you might
no,
find
of course
Ganon.
Not. They go to Lego World. They go to Legoland.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
they're not going to
okay.
be in Target, Terry. What are you getting? You're getting the cheap sets at Target. You want the good ones.
Well,
you
that's
want,
what I'm saying.
You want the that's you want the 2,000 or 3,000 piece sets. You got to go to like a Lego, like the Lego store, of which they're opening up one at that little strip mall right around the corner from my house, Terry, where my wife's office is. Like two doors down, they're opening up a Lego store. So my kid, I'm going to try to get my kid to get a job there because he still likes Legos. So.
Well, and to be fair, when I had got into Singapore and I had to go to a mall to pick up some new shoes, I got dropped off at, I'm going to use the term lightly, a mall. It was, anyways, not a very legit mall. The first one I went to, But
like a Valley Fair Mall?
Not even. Like, yeah, not even. It was a pretty, it was the shell. It technically was a shopping center of sorts, but it had like five businesses on each side, along with a couple of places to eat. And it really was just kind of the entranceway into Legoland of Singapore. And I had made the Instagram post saying, hey, I figured out how we're going to get Ganon and some of his crew over here to be part of the Southeast Asia tour. Here's a Legoland. And he replied to the Instagram and posted it and said, yeah, I'm there. So maybe we just have to entice him with Legos. But yeah, there's a Legoland in Singapore. And I haven't looked for the next closest, but I know there's one there. So, and Singapore is a pretty common layover place for a lot of the Southeast Asia activity. So, yeah. Or he could meet the next, you know, movie celebrity superstar at Walmart in the Lego department. I don't know. Anything's possible.
I'm not here to
anyway. What else do we have on the board? Some Vince McMahon people saying. Yeah, I saw. All I saw was a headline. I saw
Vince McMahon retires
per allegations. I saw retires per allegations. And that's I didn't even read what the allegation was. I literally didn't even read the next sentence. So maybe what's Google going to tell us?
Somebody no, let's said not.
Gross, so I can't imagine.
Yeah, okay. It's probably not good. It's probably sexual harassment. Honestly, well, you know, let's just,
I mean, to be fair, like, unfortunately, as sad as this is, that's probably the default, assumption.
That's probably the best thing that you're going to find in general. Like anything other than that is going to be above and beyond. So,
yeah. Okay.
Do we have any, Terry, do we have any plumbers that watch the show? Do you know of any plumbers?
I mean, when I played basketball, I used to drain all my threes. I mean, I nicknamed myself the plumber.
You did nickname yourself the plumber.
A nickname.
That was pretty funny.
So that, you know how accurate that was. Not at all. So, no, I don't know of any off the top of my head. But if there's any in the chat board, they should certainly speak up.
Well, I'm just saying, as you know, my basement, as I'm looking up, some of the piping is relatively old, and one of it probably has a drip coming out of it, right above us, practically. So I'm looking at maybe repiping my basement. And I just need to know, for our plumbers out there, if I'm not going to do it in copper, because I'm going to replace a bunch of galvanized, some 50 to 60 year old galvanized, do I go PEX A or PEX B? So if you're out there and you're a plumber.
That's a question I often have.
Yeah, Terry. I mean.
PEX A or PEX B?
Which one do you pick, Terry?
I mean, you got to sell me on, you know, what you think is the strong case for PEX B.
So Terry, here's the deal.
Are we talking PEX?
PEX.
PECKS?
Not like Ezra Pex. No, PEX.
Or the chicken that's pecking around out here.
That's
chickens on the property.
That's true.
Right? Come on, so get your head out of the gutter.
So PEX A, Terry, is apparently the joints are better. So when you connect two pieces, they seal better with their connection pieces, but it's more susceptible to UV light, so direct sunlight or things like that, in that it can wear out faster. So if it's in your walls, it's great. But as you know, my house, a lot of concrete. I can't put my stuff in my walls. It's all going to be hanging from the ceiling here in the basement. PEX B, less water flow apparently, and the joints are not quite as nice because you crimp them closed as opposed to PEX A, which has a stretch and a reseal because of the plastic. I'm just not sure. I want to know if we have any plumbers out there that would give me a good on which way I should go. I'm leaning towards.
You got to be strong with that crimp hand.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And if it's going to fail, good thing. Like I said, I don't, because my house is basically a bunker. I'm not running through any walls. Everything will be right to the ceiling, and then from there, you know. So if there is ever a leak, I'll be able to get it.
Is there any UV issue, though, in your basement?
Well, I would assume even sunlight coming in through the windows would have UV light. So
I mean, but I feel like that would run on top of your ceiling, and I didn't think how sunlight comes in. I don't know. Believe it or not, I don't have any plumber advice, but
and I would probably wrap them. Like a lot of these are wrapped in tape or thing. If I did get Pexa, I would get the sponge covers that you cover them, the pool noodles, and cover my ceiling with that. But I don't know. I just, you know what? I figure if they're out there, maybe they can give me a good answer.
Yeah, that's fair to ask the Smashies out there. Hopefully somebody will put it in the comments. Even if they're not watching live, they can put it in the comments sometime later on and give you some insight. All right. How is your hand wound, Johnny? And is your fingernail growing back?
Ooh. Should I show it?
I mean, I can't see anything right now because the sun's just beating down on me here.
So the fingernail actually came off.
Okay, gross.
And this one is probably going to come off because it's all bruised. And this one's already half grown back. So I finally just bit the bullet, and it was barely connected. And the other day, I just kind of, it was just, like I said, it didn't even hurt. It was so loosely on there. But, okay. Someone, Tim asks, can he fix it in Photoshop? I don't think so. It doesn't hurt, which is good. So nothing, no pain, no gain, all that good stuff. But in general, my fingers are good.
Good. Good to hear. We're talking Johnny's finger updates.
We're talking fingers and plumbing.
Along with your crimp hand. All right. Tim also says tint your windows. Okay, that's maybe a solution there.
I could put a curtain up over this one window that's down here, which is really the only window that I would probably worry about as far as the sunlight coming in. So.
Okay. Someone asks, with your travels in Asian countries, what's the language barrier like? Are you comfortable? I've said this before, and maybe I'll repeat largely because of what I said earlier about how you should just travel. I mean, nothing for nothing. English is spoken, it feels like, almost everywhere. And if it's not, it's easy enough to get your point across and or to, pull up a Google Translate or whatever you want to use. There's so many countries that just literally teach English as their second language, and it's a little mind-numbing to me. And I get it that we're this, big super-duper country and all, but the amount of people that then bend to learning English is, I don't know. It feels, I've said this before, it feels almost weird and... I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. It almost doesn't even feel right. Like you can be in so many different international places and there's their language and then there's English. Like those are your options, their language and English. And I get it. I'm not downplaying how predominant, the USA is and how influential and blah, blah, blah. I get it. 330 some million people. I get all of that. It's just wild how many places then adhere and, go along with English. So not as big of a challenge as you might think, quite honestly, depending on where you go, some people you'd have no idea that English is even their second language, which is really incredible. And it's funny. I was just thinking about this last night. I now know a handful of words in a handful of different languages, literally a handful. I wasn't forced to take any long term, long term foreign languages in school. I dabbled a little bit in French, of course, which I almost completely exclusively forgot because we had to have like 1 year, one semester of it at minimum. And that's where my interest level was at the time. I cannot thank and commend and admire enough all of the people that speak 2, 3, 4 languages. Luke here speaks what he calls Bangkok Thai. Obviously, different areas have different dialects and, slightly different tone and everything else. So he knows Thai. But some of the Koh Samui Thai that is spoken here on the island, he said he actually has a hard time distinguishing versus when he goes into Bangkok, where he had also lived for a few years and was in that area. He, speaks much better Bangkok Thai, so to speak. So and then he's hanging out with Casper this weekend, who's originally from Denmark, but speaks great English. And I know this is nothing new. People are like, oh, in this episode, Terry discovers people speak multiple languages. It's not something new to me.
No, we've talked about this
before. I just have to say, I just have to say how much I admire, and I think it's unbelievable. And then I think to our international players, like Kristen and Silver, who we were just talking about before, the fact that we're interviewing and then having these fluid conversations, and just how damn good so many of these players are. Luke, who we had a few weeks ago, just, you know,
we got her sports visa, by the way, for all these, if anyone was wondering.
Oh, congrats.
She got her 5-year sports visa. Yep.
Good. Congrats. I did not see that. So anyway, I cannot say it enough how impressive it is and unbelievable to interact with so many players right here on the island that are from 19 different countries, and almost all of them speak some kind of English to some degree. So yeah, I can continue to just be, what's the term, fat and ignorant or something, fat and stupid. I don't have to learn another language as much as I'd love to. You don't have to, I guess, is the answer there. It's crazy. And Darren on the board says, English is not easy to learn. No, and everybody will say that. Every other, I mean,
because our language is stupid.
We were just talking about pecks. We were just talking about a chicken pecking. And a chicken could peck away at something, and then pecks meaning the physical, you know, part on your body. Like, yeah, that's, of course, a whole other story, is all this, the thousands of stupid things about our language. But none of us is going to change it. Reading on.
There's not a lot more on the chat board. I was looking at it.
Fair question comes in from Ray. Do you have the best room on the property, Terry? Are there lots of visitors at the moment? I do not have the best room. I'm not on the property. Even if I do largely pay the rents on a couple of them. One is being mid to long-term rentaled. And then Luke, the property course manager, lives in the other one. That's, I can almost reach out and touch it right here. I'm working off his internet. So he lives in one. That's where Nigel and his family lived. And then Nigel's mother-in-law and a few others lived in the other house. And that's, like I said, has a kind of a mid to long-term rental being used right now by he's a golfer. As I've said before, I really love the idea of when I come here. I've been in a different hotel every single year I've been here. I've been in some phenomenal ones, and I've been in a couple not so great ones. I want to continue to go to different ones so that I have valid recommendations for when other people come to the island. Because even if the rental unit is available here right on the course, which it may or may not be on any given week or month, I want to then be able to say, oh yeah, I stayed there, you know, it was $24 a night, or it was $37 a night, or it was $56 a night, whatever. I always stay in the mid to lower end. Just to have a real practical reason or a real practical assessment of what people will get and what they pay for. For instance, my first night here before I had my long-term nights, my very first night here was, funny enough, it was posted for about 1,500 baht, which is right around $50 for the night. I almost booked it. Instead, I went right to the place. I walked up, and the woman in charge running the little cafe/bar right on the beach, literally on the beach. And I asked her if I needed a room just for the night, and she told me 800 baht, which comes to like $24. I wouldn't recommend somebody goes there again for $24. Yes, it was a bed and it was a shower, and it had air conditioning, which is, you have to double check here. Even for just $24, I mean, if you're trying to be on a budget and you are not worried about the amenities in any way, you could survive it for a night. You could be there. Wouldn't necessarily. It's funny because you can find a place sometimes 10 times better. That might be the same price or $3 more. And it's not even just about the pricing. It's just a matter of like trying these different places and kind of just rolling the dice and seeing what they're going to be like. The place I'm in is $29, $32 a night, something like that. And it's really nice. It's like a bungalow. It's a little distant from my, from the super good internet, although there's almost tolerable internet. But if you go anywhere near the cafe/check-in area, the internet there is phenomenal. So Yeah, I don't stay. I won't be staying on site. I probably never will stay on site. I love the idea of venturing out to all these other different places. Some are within walking distance if you don't get a moped or a scooter, and then some of them, I'm a good 10 to 12, maybe even 15 minutes from the course to the west side, where last year I stayed about 20 minutes east of the course on the east side of the island. So just trying to get around, trying to do I'm doing the legwork for you guys. That's the plan. That's the plan.
All right, Terry, last question before we wrap this up. Are you going to go to that island party?
Oh, the full moon party.
The full moon party.
No.
Oh.
Not this year. I can't. I think I don't think the timing works out.
Okay.
For when I'm here. how did Nigel just put it yesterday? He said, don't bring anything to that you plan to keep. That's, I think, what he said. He said that their secondary flip-flop market, it has to be off the charts, because you go there with the basics. You get ferried onto this island. You go there with the absolute basics. It's a pretty intense night of celebrations and partying. And then it sounds like a lot of... Yeah, it sounds quite questionable. So I'll try it at some point, but not this year.
Okay.
I think literally the timing doesn't work. I think Perkins and that crew, maybe Perkins and Conrad and Paige, and I don't know if Hokum went. I believe some of them went and had probably nothing but an amazing time. So I'll get there, but not this year for the full moon party.
Okay, let's wrap it up then, Ter.
All right. I'm gonna take in a little bit of this amateur golf as I see groups getting ready to tee off, some people trying to get some practice rounds in.
Go show them how the owner does it.
Until they're all done. I mean, I did shoot under par yesterday, right? I mean, you really should be. If you're not shooting, yeah. Come here. Nice, relaxed round. Come and play for it. No scooter wrecks, Glenn says. Glenn, I am on board. Knock on some wood here on my bench. Knock on wood. Fifth visit here, and never had a scooter wreck, and we're never going to. That's the plan. All right, guys, that's what we're going to do. We're going to call it Koh Samui. Little wrap up of Malaysia and Singapore next week. I'll be still here in Thailand. I'll be in Chiang Mai, and I'll probably be able to log on next week as well. Probably do it from the same spot, but there won't be a tournament going on. And so we'll be all good to go. But with that, podcast 491, Johnny, thanks for holding down the fort back there. We're building snow forts, whatever you got to do in Wisconsin. I'm the Disc Golf Guy. And for me and Johnny, we're signing out of Smashbox 491 after show. We'll see you next week when you step inside the Smashbox.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.